Fourth quarter brought to you by the new 2013 Ford F-150 with EcoBoost. Here come the Lions now. First and goal from the Falcons 6. Stafford under center. LeSure the lone back. Stafford takes, fakes the give to LeSure, sets in the pocket, looks, rolls right, looking for somewhere to go, and he just throws it away. It'll be second and goal from the 6 coming up.
One thing I will say about this half, and Stafford has got really good numbers. Dan there protecting him well. And he feels comfortable back there in that pocket, and I think his numbers show it. What is it, 25 of 30 now?
That's his first incompletion after 10 consecutive completions. Second and goal from the 6 for the Lions. Stafford out of the gun, LeSure to his right. Stafford looking out over that defense. Now he takes, goes inside, handoff, LeSure trying to bounce it outside, spins out of a tackle at the 5, gets to the 4, and taken down there by Sean Weatherspoon. It'll be third and goal.
Got to punch this guy in.
Down 21-13. Kevin Smith will check in. LeSure comes out.
Yeah, watch for them to give the running back, get him out in the flat, a little delay.
11th play of the drive coming up. Third and goal from the Falcon 4. Stafford checking his protection. Now he backs up into the gun. He's got the football. Looks right. Stafford draw. Stafford at the 3 and taken down at the 2-yard line. Corey Peters made the tackle. And the Lions send the field goal unit on.
Well, with this much time left, 13:50 to play, fourth quarter, you're down 8. You want to get down in between a one-score game. So you got to, I mean, this is the prudent play. Your defense is playing well. You get the ball in there so that a touchdown gets you the lead.
20-yard field goal attempt for Hansen. Spot down and the kick up and good. And it is now the Falcons 21 and the Lions 16 with 13:26 to play. Jason Hansen, by the way, 30-plus field goals in a single season for the second time in franchise history. He also did it back in 1993. Lions down 5, 13:26 to go. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
My Bud Light caught 2 touchdowns last week.
My Bud Light caught fumbleitis.
Welcome to Bud Light Fantasy Football, where every bottle is a player.
My Bud Light ran for 152 yards.
My Bud Light went 27 for 35 for 353 yards and 3 touchdowns.
My Bud Light is on the IR with Turf Toe.
Find codes on specially marked bottles of Bud Light and start building your fantasy team at BudLight.com/FFL.
Against My Bud Light, defenses don't stand a chance.
My Bud Light is wide open. Throw him the ball.
With Bud Light Fantasy Football, your bottle is your player. Win amazing NFL prizes all season long. Bud Light Fantasy Football, here we go.
You'll definitely see my Bud Light on the highlight reel.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 21 and over. Ends 12/30/12. To play without a purchase, write to code or request box 251-328 West Bloomfield, Michigan 48325. See rules at BudLight.com/FFL. Void where prohibited. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
1-800-CALL-SAM, home of the Bernstein Advantage. Here's Bernstein Advantage number 2, tough, smart lawyers. When you call 1-800-CALL-SAM, you get tough, smart lawyers who fight and win for their clients. These guys just don't quit. They never back down. And believe me, they know what they're doing. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get Bernstein Advantage number 2, tough, smart lawyers. And get all the other Bernstein advantages you need by calling 1-800-CALL-SAM. Call Sam.
Confidence, available in a handy wallet size. To learn more about an amazing little card from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network, just go to bcbsm.com.
Back in Ford Field. Lions trail 21-16, 13:26 to go in the game. By the way, the Lions with 366 yards of total offense tonight. They've gone over 6,000 in a season. They've done that back-to-back. First time in franchise history that has happened. Jaquizz Rodgers back deep for the Falcons. Jason Hansen set to kick it off. Here is the run-up. Hansen sends it on its way. Rodgers, returnable, takes it a yard deep. Left side, 5'10", cutting right, 15-20. And taken down at the 22-yard line. That's where the Falcons will take over. 21-16, Lions trailing the Falcons. 13-20 to go. A little extracurricular activity there after the end of the play. Everybody retreats to their bench, and we'll retreat to a break. Falcons by 5, fourth quarter. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
The wait for great barbecue is over. The McRib sandwich is back at McDonald's. If you haven't tried it, let's take you through our barbecue basics.
Start with tender, juicy, real pork and a hint of Memphis-style smoke and seasoning.
Top it with crispy pickles and slivered onions for a touch of North Carolina tang.
All on a home-style bun, here for a limited time. More of that one-of-a-kind taste to love. So what are you waiting for? And right now, when you buy an amazing McRib extra value meal, you get another tender, juicy barbecue McRib for only a dollar. Price and participation may vary.
They say, given you shall receive. And at McDonald's, that's actually true. Make at least a $10 Arch Card purchase for the special someone's in your life and get a free medium McCafe drink for yourself. After all, no good deed should go unrewarded, especially when the reward's so tasty.
Purchase $10 worth of McDonald's Arch Cards for anyone on your list and enjoy a free medium McCafe drink of your choice. For a limited time at participating McDonald's, terms and conditions apply.
Whether you limp in or roll in, arrive by ambulance, or in your mother's arms, from the moment you come through the doors of the Crittenden ER, you are the most important member of our team. Because at Crittenden, we believe that even in an emergency, how we care for you is just as critical as how we care for your injury. The ER at Crittenden. Get better here. To find out more, go to Crittenden.com.
Today's second quarter Michigan-made business is ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale. Fans, we remind you to support all the Lions Radio Network partners and our Michigan-based, Michigan-made clients.
Boy, things have changed in the second half. Falcons led 21-6 at halftime. Second half, two possessions, three plays for minus one, five for 18. Both resulted in a punt. The Lions in the second half, two possessions. 10 plays, 60 yards and a touchdown, 12 and 83 and a field goal. Here comes Atlanta on first down. Michael Turner has got the football. Good yardage, crossed the 25 to the 28-yard line. Gets six on the play. It'll be second and four.
I think you're going to see Atlanta try to run the ball and burn some clock. Here's the reason why. Their defense has been out there most of the third quarter. They want to give them a bit of a break over there on the sideline.
12:55 to play in the game. Second and four, Atlanta from their own 28. Single back Turner, Ryan under center. Lions packing that box.
They're showing a little bit of a run.
Six men right up on that line.
Yep.
Ryan changes the play, now ducks back in. Now he's out again. 3 seconds, he's going to take a timeout. Play clock is down to two. I don't think he liked what he saw from that Lion defense based on the play call they had. So he'll go over and talk things over, and we'll take a break as well. 21-16, Falcons up, 12:36 to go. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, if you're thinking about getting a new truck, you're probably thinking about fuel economy. And maybe you're thinking about what else you'll get or won't get with an engine that's efficient. You know, like is there plenty of torque, which you're going to need. Because unless you're using your truck to deliver pizzas, you ain't getting anything done without it. Torque is power. It pulls trailers, hauls dirt, drags boulders. Torque is what gets the cap off your beer. And only the Ford F-150 with available EcoBoost has the best combination of torque and fuel economy, which comes in handy whether you're hauling a pile of lumber or a big stack of cheese and pepperoni pies. Think about that. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150, built Ford tough.
Based on torque and EPA estimated 16 city, 22 highway miles per gallon. 3.5 liter V6 4x2. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds. GVWR non-hybrid versus comparable competitive engines. EcoBoost versus 2013 GM 5.3 liter Ram and Toyota 5.7 liter and Nissan 5.6 liter V8 engines. Don't drink and drive.
In Michigan, family and tradition matters. The Sam Bernstein Law Firm has both. A great Michigan family and tough, smart lawyers. A long, long tradition of fighting and winning. Over the years, thousands and thousands of families have turned to the Bernsteins at 1-800-CALL-SAM for help. If you're injured, they're ready to help. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get the Bernstein advantage. I trust them, and you can too. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM, the best call you'll ever make.
Celebrate football's biggest moments with Crown Royal and crown the great moments of football. Please drink responsibly.
Matthew Stafford, nice round of applause from the fans as he has broken Bobby Lane's record for most completions in franchise history. Right now it's the defense on the field, second and four. Falcons from their own 28. Ryan wants to throw. Blitz comes. Ryan sets right side. Knocked away, incomplete. Wanted Tony Gonzalez. Terrific defense by Don Carey, who's had a very solid game tonight.
Oh, that's a great play. And again, it's man-to-man. Dan, we talked about this early. Do you blitz? Do you leave the secondary out there on their own? Apparently, Gunther Cunningham feels he can, because he brought Levy that time, and Levy got good pressure, forced Ryan to throw early. High throw, and Carey was right there covering.
Big third down right here. Third and four, Falcons from their own 28. Lions show a four-man front. Ryan out of the gun. Ryan's packing that box. Here comes the blitz. Ryan back to pass. Hit as he throws, and it is caught for a first down. Roddy White beat three defenders on the play at the 43-yard line. Wow.
And
15 yards on the play.
Matt Ryan threw off his back foot. He knew he was going to get hit. He just was backing up all the way. The last second threw off his back foot and put it in between three Lion players, who let Roddy White find enough room to make the catch.
Seven catches, 139 yards, two scores for White.
Dan, that's where you need to make a play.
Got to make a play. You got three men there. First and 10. Falcons from their own 43. Ryan's got it. Quick throw left side. Julio Jones with it. Taken down from behind by Jonte Green, but he makes it all the way to the Lion 45-yard line for a first down.
That's the key play there. You go back to that third down and you say, this is where somebody has to step up and make that play. And the Lion defense couldn't do it. I mean, they made some plays earlier, but that's the one. And they didn't step up.
Sammy
somebody
Hill
didn't
comes
get
off.
It done.
Limping. Ryan to throw on first down. Loads up. Does got Julio Jones inside the 35. Jones fighting for extra yardage down to the 31. That's another first down. Gain of 14. Jonte Green and Lewis Delmas team up to make the stop. But Matt Ryan right now picking apart that Lions secondary.
And the key here is you can't go trading field goals. You know, it's like you're on a golf course. Good, good? No. You can't do that. You've got to win the hole.
First and 10. Falcons from the Lion 31. It is Ryan on the end around, and the Lions read it well. They give it to Julio Jones. He'll lose yardage back to the 39-yard line. Terrific defense that time by the Lions. It's going to be a loss of 7. They'll say his forward progress got him to the 38. But that's going to leave the Falcons in a second and 17.
It's Levy
who
makes the play. The linebacker doesn't get caught up, following action, stays home, watches the reverse come to him, makes the first play. Good job by Levy.
Second and 17, Ryan goes empty out of the gun. Four-man Lion front. They go nickel, five defensive backs in the game. Keep an eye on Tony Gonzalez here. Doesn't have a catch tonight, but he's dangerous. Ryan steps up. He can run. Big yardage. Down to the 30. Inside the 25. And diving very close to a first down at the 22-yard line. Going to be about a yard shy, covered up there by DeAndre Levy. Talked about it in the pregame. You've got to pressure him, but you have got to maintain your lane, because this guy, if you lose any sort of lane in there, he'll go right by you. 16, longest run of the season. Third down and one for Atlanta. Michael Turner in the game, deep back in an offset eye. Ryan sends Gonzalez in motion to the right. Wants to throw, rolling right. Being chased, throws, got it complete. Gonzalez with it inside the 15. And a first down as he's driven out of bounds at the 13-yard line by Justin Durant.
The guy's heading for Canton. And you got to figure the Lions, you got to get to him. You got to cover him.
Pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
This is Lions Radio, 97.1, The Ticket, WXYT FM HD Detroit, a CBS radio station.
Lions Red Zone Defense brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, leading Michigan to a healthier future. First and 10 Falcons from the Lion 13. Toss, Turner, left side, trying to get the edge, not going to do it, taken down by Jonte Green. Where will they say he went down? Back at the 15-yard line. It's a loss of two on the play. It'll be second and 12 from there.
That's setting the edge. You're Jonte Green up there playing run defense now. You're not covering. You see that sweep coming your way. You got to keep your shoulders parallel to the line of scrimmage. Set that edge and don't give him the outside and let the pursuit come from the inside to help you out.
Tyrell Johnson with a big hit on that play, getting some action. Ryan on second down to throw. Plenty of time in the pocket. Throws over the middle, caught inside the five. Roddy White down to the one. It'll be first and goal from there. Gain of 14. Down to the sidelines, Tony Ortiz.
Dan and Jim, injury update on Sammy Hill. It's a left big toe injury. Training staff working on it right now. His return is questionable.
All right, Tony.
Boy, they're short there in the defensive tackle spot, aren't they? Charlie's gone. Corey Williams is gone. IR. Now Sammy Hill, who's filling in for them, he's hurting with a toe.
Here come the Falcons. First and goal from the one. 11th play of the drive. I formation. Second back through Turner. They fake to him. Ryan throws. Left side. Caught. End zone. Touchdown. Michael Palmer. A lot going on that play.
Well, the Falcons, give them credit. That's a heck of a play call. They look like they're going to throw it to the fullback in the flat, okay? Lions have that covered, but they don't see the backside tight end coming out the other way. I mean, that's two receivers out right on the edge, and when Ryan didn't see the primary fullback open, he turns around literally 180 degrees and throws back the other way to Palmer for the easy score.
Palmer's sixth catch of the year and his first touchdown. It's a big one for the Falcons, who move a step closer to that home field advantage. They extend their lead over the Lions now. Extra point up and good. It's now 28-16. Falcons on top, 7-12 to go. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Our lowest offer of the year is ending soon. Right now, for a limited time only, you can get Xfinity TV only from Comcast for just $10 a month for 12 months. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Get local programming and the most popular channels. Watch hit shows like The Biggest Loser, Revenge, and live sports, all with crystal clear picture and sound. Call 1-800-XFINITY and get TV starting at just $10 a month for a whole year. Or ask about our other TV packages and get access to on-demand, on TV, and streaming online. Start an on-demand show in one room and finish it in another. Plus, Xfinity offers tons of HD movies and shows and premium channels like HBO and Showtime. So don't wait. Get Xfinity TV starting at just $10 a month for 12 months. But hurry, this offer ends December 31st. Make tomorrow awesome and switch today. Call 1-800-XFINITY now and don't miss out on this great offer. Offer ends 12/31/12. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to limited basic TV service for new residential customers. Call for details.
At Health Plus, we don't take the word coverage lightly. When we say coverage, we mean comprehensive, affordable health care that blankets the entire state of Michigan. And when we say coverage, we mean a really, really long list of doctors and specialists. Coverage at nearly every hospital in Michigan, including Beaumont, Covenant, Genesis, and the University of Michigan. Health Plus, where the plus is a very, very big network. For more information, call 1-800-332-9161 or visit healthplusdifference.org.
Buddy's Pizza invites you to book your holiday party now. Buddy's offers salad, pasta, and veggie party trays and specially priced dine-in party packages. Buddy's, a Detroit tradition for over 66 years.
All right, Lions fans, text your Lions player of the game right now to 97136. Just text the player's last name. Messaging rates do apply. Brought to you by U.S. Park on Middle Belt. $8 a day, every day at U.S. Park. Lions down two scores, 28-16. Set to get the football back. Bosher to kick it off. Matt Ryan tonight, 23 out of 29, 267 yards, three scores. Quarterback rating 144.6. Matthew Stafford, 25 out of 30, 287. No touchdowns, 108.5. Second half touchdown contestant, Jason Rode from Midland. Already a winner. Kickoff by Bosher will go out to the back of the end zone. Lions will have it, first down and 10 from their own 20 after the touchback. Here comes Matthew Stafford in that Lion offense. 7:12 to go. They are down 12 points. Pretty cool here in the stadium. Lions have partnered with Verizon Wireless to bring free Wi-Fi to Verizon customers at Ford Field. Verizon customers, make sure you take advantage and download your free Wi-Fi the next time you are here. Joyc Bell in at running back. Stafford up under center on first and 10 from their own 20. Riley Reef in the game in motion from right to left. Stafford, play action fake, rolls right. Got time, sets and throws, wants Calvin, and it's going to be picked off. Threw it behind him, intercepted by the Falcons at the 41-yard line, Asante Samuel. Not a good throw by Stafford that time.
Well, they had him bracketed too. They had Calvin bracketed. And again, this is one of those where you're maybe trying to make too much, trying to get it to him too often, because he had Samuel underneath and a safety behind him. And Calvin tried to turn into a defensive back, but just couldn't do it.
Samuel bobbled the ball but could not hang on. Third turnover of the night for the Lions.
Sammy Hill's back in the ball game, so apparently the injury to the toe that Tony reported on a minute ago got fixed up. He's back in there.
Falcons have it, first and 10 at their own 42-yard line. Turner, the deep back. Ryan up under center. Ryan turns, gives to Turner. Outside, 40, 35, 30. One man to beat, 25. Lewis Delmas takes him down. At the 20-yard line, Michael Palmer, who had the touchdown a moment ago, came up with a big block to help spring him that time. 22 yards on the run by Turner.
You're going to get a steady dose of Turner here. Falcons with the 28-16 lead. 6:38 to play. They want to burn clock. Add three more here, even three. I mean, they...
6.5 to go in the game. Falcons in control. First and 10 from the Lions 20. Ryan under center, wants to throw, does, right flat, got it to Turner. Turner gets back to the 20, then dives forward in the midst of a lot of traffic down to the 18 for a 2-yard gain. Lions Red Zone defense brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, leading Michigan to a healthier future. Second down and 8 for Atlanta from the Lion 18. 5:50 to play. Falcons up by 12. Story today, tonight, same story last week in Arizona. Turnovers the difference. Falcons already have 14 points off the first two Lion turnovers. Gunning for more here. Turner gets the handoff down to the 16-yard line. Picks up two more. Sammy Hill takes him down. And that'll bring up now third and 6. Clock moving down to 5:15 to go.
Well, the key, you got to stop them. I mean, if you force them to a field goal, at least you're still two scores away. A touchdown and it's pretty much over.
Sammy Hill comes out of the game. Llewellyn in. Lions show a four-man front. Ryan out of the gun. Jaquizz Rodgers to his left, third and 6. Long count by Ryan, milking that play clock. Now he's got it, sets, throws left side. Julio Jones, first down, inside the 10. And Julio Jones dives down to the 6-yard line. It'll be first and goal from there.
Too much cushion there by Jonte Green. I mean, Julio Jones does a great job of running off the line of scrimmage. Don't get me wrong, you got to respect his speed. But you can't, in that situation, at third down, give up the first down. I mean, back away 4, 5, 7 yards behind it and let the receiver have it. You've got to be tighter, and Green just was not.
First and goal now, Atlanta from the Lions 6. Ryan under center takes, gives to Rodgers, trying to get right inside the 5, down to the 3, and close to the 2-yard line. Gain of 4 on the play. It'll be second and goal from there. Atlanta will bring in an extra offensive lineman, go to their jumbo package. Lions will bring in two defensive linemen on the play. So they will have six defensive linemen in the game. Stacking that defensive front. Lions are going to have to run somebody off. They have 12 men on the field right now. They get Sammy Hill off. Second and goal. It's Rodgers to the two. And that's it. Stopped at the line of scrimmage. DeAndre Levy with the tackle. It'll be third and goal from there. And the Lions will use their first timeout with 3:14 to go. So it'll be third and goal from the two. And we will step aside. 28-16, Falcons on top. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
My friend's going to her car dealer for tires. Really? Is that a good idea? Wait in line to drop off her car at 7:30 a.m., pick it up who knows when, and pay car dealer prices? Ouch! Talk about sticker shock.
At Bell Tire, get the guaranteed lowest tire price, period. Plus, our tire installation package gives you more value than the competition can offer at any price, including free lifetime alignment checks, free lifetime nitrogen inflation, free lifetime tire rotations, and more. Plus, Bell Tire's got the best ASE-certified mechanics in the business. For the guaranteed lowest tire price, period, and great service, it's Bell Tire.
A car dealer for tires? I gave my friend a better idea. Go to a tire expert. At Bell Tire, she'll get in and out fast and get the lowest tire price. Hey, what are friends for?
It's not your usual tire store. It's
Bell Tire.
Better at every turn.
Bell Tire's open late Monday and Thursday, 8 to 8. Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, 8 to 6. Saturday, 8 to 5. For the Bell Tire near you, go to belltire.com.
Helmet, shoulder pads, knee pads. No one goes on the field without protection. So why should your wireless lifestyle be without protection? ProtectCell takes the worry out of a wireless lifestyle. With all of the activities happening on smartphones and tablets, there's a greater risk of expense. So why not protect yourself with ProtectCell? Whether it's the content on your phone, your identity, or the device itself, they'll protect it. Go to ProtectCell.com to learn more or to find an authorized dealer near you.
I'm attorney Mark Bernstein. If you've been injured, call us. 1-800-CALL-SAM. We've been helping families across Michigan for years. Get the Bernstein Advantage today.
Today's game brought to you by the Ford Motor Company, official automotive sponsor of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. It is third and goal from the two for the Falcons. 6 out of 10 on third down tonight. Turner, the lone back, he has scored a touchdown in 5 consecutive games. Now they shift to an offset eye, power right. Ryan under center, takes, gonna throw, sets at the 10, throws left side, and overthrows Roddy White, incomplete. That'll bring up fourth down, and they'll send the field goal unit on. With 3:09 to play. Matt Bryant will try to extend this now to a 15-point lead, which, as you astutely pointed out with your math skills, being the mathlete that you are, will keep the Lions
within 2 scores.
Within 2 scores.
I spent all day thinking about that.
Field goal by Bryant. Chip shot is up and through. Now 31-16, Falcons on top. Back to Matt Derry in the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios for an NFL update. Diesel.
Let's talk NBA, fellas. Pistons got a win tonight over Washington in D.C., 96-87. Charlie Villanueva had 19 off the bench. Rodney Stuckey, 18. Back-to-back wins for the Pistons over the Wizards, who fall to 3-22. Jim Brandstatter math will just tell you that's not very good. Back to you guys.
Thanks, Matt. Yeah, 3-22 is not going to light up many Christmas trees, is it?
Well, lighting up the Pistons' Christmas tree.
Yeah, well, I couldn't believe last night. What? Wizards only scored 68 points, yeah, an NBA team in 4 quarters.
They're hurting.
That's just,
but you know what?
Right.
For the Pistons, that's what you got to do. As Jim Schwartz says, nobody feels sorry for you in the NFL. Nobody feels sorry for you in the NBA. Take care of business.
Absolutely.
45 points off turnovers in the last 2 games. That's what the Lions have given up. You cannot win when you give up 45 points off turnovers. 3 of them tonight, 17 points. Last week, 28 points by the Cardinals off Lion turnovers. 31-16, Cardinals up. Excuse me, Falcons up. Bosher to kick it off. Send it on its way. Logan backs up, takes it 5 yards deep. He'll take a knee there. Touchback. Lions will have it first and 10 at their own 20. Matthew Stafford and the offense will come out. You are going to have to score and then get an onside kick. And then score again.
How many yards does Calvin need?
Needs four.
Four to tie, five to go ahead?
Four to pass Jerry Rice.
That's in the bag. He'll get it on this possession.
Joyke Bell, the back to the right of Matthew Stafford, who's in the gun. Stafford's got it. Four-man rush. Sets the pocket. Throws. Got Calvin. There's the record. Calvin turning the corner for 30. 35, 40, and runs out of bounds at the 45-yard line. Megatron into the history books, breaking Jerry Rice's all-time record for receiving yards in a season that he set back in 1995. Calvin also in the record books. That is four straight games with at least 10 receptions. So Megatron putting his name in the big book two times.
Try to cover him with a safety, and that is not going to happen. Calvin Johnson, just clearly one of the best receivers in the game, and I would venture to say one of the best we've ever seen.
10 catches, 204 yards on the night for Calvin. Lions first and 10 from their own 46. Stafford facing a blitz, sets and throws, wants Durham, makes the catch, but I think he was out of bounds, the 33-yard line of Atlanta. Yep. Lions will have to reload. It'll be second down and 10 with 2:52 to go.
Stafford was getting a heavy blitz. They brought a man off the edge, the corner, and he knew it. He had to run away from it and then was able to make a throw, not picked off, almost got Durham with a great catch. Crowd's still buzzing, though, about Calvin's catch that sets the record, passes the great Jerry Rice.
2,000 yards now very much in play for Calvin. Stafford back to throw on second down. Sidearms had Calvin, and he dropped it. Oh, Megatron crossing at the 39 right through his hands. Oh, man, he knows it. He just claps and walks back to the huddle.
Well, last thing you expect after that record setter is for Calvin to drop one right in his hands.
Third and 10 coming up for the Lions from their own 46. They trail 31-16. 2:47 to go in the game. They have two timeouts left. Stafford will work from the gun. Falcons send three. Stafford back in the pocket, sets, throws, got Scheffler, and he throws it out of bounds. That just came out of Stafford's hands and flew right over Scheffler's head. Never had a chance. Tony was open down around the 30-yard line, and now the Lions will face a fourth down. And any chance they have for a miracle comeback will depend upon them converting this first down.
Now that pass was wide right, and again, the Falcons were all over the middle of the field because that's where Calvin was. And Scheffler was able to sneak down the right sideline, but Stafford couldn't hit him.
Here we go, fourth down. Lions from their own 46. They need 10 to keep the drive alive and to keep their hopes alive. Four-man rush. Stafford back, sets, throws. Got to complete. Scheffler first down at the 40-yard line of Atlanta. That'll move the chains with 2:30 to go. Clock moving. T.O., what do you got?
Dan and Jim, in case you were curious where the record-setting football went, it went to Calvin Johnson Sr. Calvin's dad says he's got a special place for it up on their mantle.
All right, Tony, thank you. First and 10, Lions. From the Falcon 40, Stafford's got it. Sets in the pocket, throws left flat, got it complete. It is caught. Joyke Bell shakes a man, gets inside the 30, inside the 25, and Joyke down to the 24 with a flag down. That'll stop the clock with 2:05 to go and a gain of 16. Gene Steratore will fill us in.
Lions are moving back.
Yep, let's see. The flag came out right around the area where the tackle was made.
Personal foul. Late hit. Offense number 66. It's a 15-yard penalty, but it will be first and 10.
Steven Peterman, you just can't do that. Flag on the play. Across the Lions field position. Now they're going to try to snap it before the two-minute warning. First and 10 from the Falcon 39. Stafford's got it. Final play before the two-minute warning. Throws. Got it complete. Joyke Bell with it. Trying to get out of bounds. Clock would have stopped anyway for the two-minute warning, but he races out at the 29-yard line. Got the first down. Gain of 10 on the play. And that will, in fact, take us down to the two-minute warning. 1:58 to go. 31-16. Falcons up. Two-minute warning brought to you by Blue Diamond Almonds. Blue Diamond Almonds are more than a snack. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. When your battery loses its power, you lose your ability to get out, get around, and get things done. When it's time to replace your battery, trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to help you choose the Super Start battery that's an exact fit for your vehicle. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, O'Reilly Auto Parts has the Super Start battery you need at a guaranteed low price. Don't let a dead battery slow you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today for a reliable, hardworking Super Start battery you can count on. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly.
Auto parts.
With the holidays fast approaching, do you know what to get that sports fanatic in your life? Get into any one of the 67 Michigan Dunham Sports to check out their huge selection that is sure to satisfy any wish. For mom, there's footwear and apparel from Nike, Adidas, or Under Armour. Dad is easy. A set of golf clubs from TaylorMade, a kayak from Pelican, or a GPS from Garmin will make him happy. The kids would love a table game from Metal Sports, electric scooter from Razor, or a backboard from Huffy. Still not sure? Check out their weekly circular full of great savings at DunhamSports.com or to find a store near you.
You've spent your whole life figuring things out. Thankfully, figuring out health coverage doesn't have to be one of them. To learn more about individual health plans from the Blues, go to bcbsm.com/myblue.
Very nice touch during that last break. Jerry Rice with a pre-recorded message up on the big screen here at Ford Field congratulating Calvin Johnson on breaking his record. Here come the Lions now. First and 10 from the Falcon 29. They trail by 15. Stafford's got it. Looking right, throwing right, incomplete, through the hands of his intended receiver, Will Heller, the 26-yard line, stops the clock with 1:54 to go. Lions will need to score, kick the extra point, then try for the onside kick. And they would need to score again and get a two-point conversion, down by 15. Durham goes left, Calvin goes right, Bell goes slot right. Scheffler slot left. Will Heller lines up as a wing to the left side. Stafford out of the gun on second and 10. Matthews got it. Four-man rush. Drifting back. Sets throws sidearm. Wants Scheffler. Got him at the 11-yard line. Tony makes the catch. Nice defense by Chris Hope. But Scheffler able to hang on. It's first and 10 from the 11. Clock moving down to 1:47. Nope. Lions are going to take a timeout. Stop the clock with 1:47 to go. Makes sense. You need at this point basically to keep as much clock as you can. You know the timeouts aren't going to do anything for you if they get the ball back. So you need to preserve the clock. Absolutely. So the Lions will do everything they can at this point to keep as much time on there as possible when and if they get to an onside kick situation.
And give Stafford credit there again. Off of his back foot because he's getting pressure, was able to kind of sidearm that thing in perfectly to Scheffler, made a tough catch. But, Dan, I think from this point on, yeah, you're right. I think you're at the 11-yard line. You take four shots in the end zone, or as many as it takes to score. I don't think you try to go short because that preserving that clock is a key in this football game if the Lions want to try to get back and tie it.
First and 10 now from the 11. Stafford's got it. Looks, throws underneath, got a complete. Joyke Bell to the 5. Bell fighting his way out of bounds and does get out of bounds. Terrific play by Joyke, who had a tackler on his back and carried him inside the 2-yard line. It was Thomas DeCou, the safety, gain of 9, but he stops the clock with 1:39 to go.
Oh, that's a great play by Bell. I mean, I thought it looked like he was trying to fight inbounds to stay in, but he got tackled and he stayed on his feet, and then he got out of bounds, which stops the clock.
Trip to the red zone brought to you by U.S. Park. $8 a day every day at U.S. Park. Second and 1 from the 2. Stafford out of the gun. Bell to his right. Stafford takes, flips, comes. Stafford throws, end zone incomplete. Wanted Durham, couldn't hang on. Got hit by Dante Robinson. It'll be third and one from the two.
Well, Robinson saw that slant coming. Because, again, Stafford saw the blitz coming his way. And he knew he had to get rid of it quick. Durham did a nice job reading it, but Robinson read it too and was there when the ball arrived.
12th play of the drive coming up. Third and one from the two. Stafford out of the gun. Two receivers left, two right. Stafford's got it. Blitz comes. Stafford pumps, now throws. End zone. Knocked away and incomplete. Robert McClain knocked it away on a pass intended for Calvin Johnson. Now it'll be fourth and one from the two. The Lions can get a first down inside the one.
Now this might be one of those plays where you may try to run the ball. Spread them out and run it. Get the 1 yard, get what you can, and then get to the ball and spike it and hold on to that timeout.
Stafford will operate from the gun. They go empty. Remember, they tried a quarterback draw earlier. Let's see what they've got here. Fourth down, one to go from the two. Lions down 15. Stafford's got it. Throws end zone incomplete. Wanted Will Heller. The official right in the middle of the field might have interfered with Heller's ability to see the ball. And Heller, I don't think, ever really even made a play on it. And the Lions will give it over on down.
That's the umpire, Dan. And in the last 2 minutes, they moved the umpire back behind the defense. In the earlier part of the game, the umpire stands back with the referee behind the quarterback. But in the final 2 minutes, they move him back there to where he normally is, where you see him most often in the past years, is right behind the defense. And sometimes you use him as a pick if you're an offensive player. But in this instance, the umpire standing behind the defense becomes a defender. Yeah, Will Heller had no chance.
Stafford almost hit him with the ball. Here come the Falcons now after taking over on downs from the two. They give it to Turner, and he's going to get dropped for safety. They got him in the end zone. That is a safety. Kyle VandenBosch came crashing down and takes him down. That's 2 points. It's now 31-18, and the Lions will get it back. Still going to take an awful lot, but they're still alive with 1:21 to go. They still need two scores.
Give that defense some credit. They stayed right with it. And, you know, the whole idea is, okay, balls, game's over, da-da-da-da-da. Well, Dominican Sue is the first man through, and he's able to split the two linemen, get into the secondary, or excuse me, into the backfield, hit Turner and stop him short of the goal line. So it is a safety, no question.
That's another play that Sue won't get credit for, but he made the play.
Absolutely. He was the man.
All right, so here's the situation. Falcons 31, Lions 18, 1:21 to go. Falcons will get a free kick from the 20. Lions will send Stephon Logan back deep. Bosher to punt it away on the free kick. Logan is standing on the 26-yard line to our left. Mike Thomas is back there as well. Returned many a punt in Jacksonville. There's Bosher. Good punt. Wow. Drives Logan all the way back to the four.
You're not in the end zone.
Logan just downed the ball at the 4-yard line. What are you doing? Oh, no. Stephon Logan downed it at the 4-yard line. He must have thought he was in the end zone.
It's the only thing I can think of. Because he gave himself up. Luckily,
there was nobody within 25 yards of him, and he downed the ball at the 4-yard line.
Well, luckily, in the NFL, there's a rule called giving up, and he had given himself up. Because if they didn't rule that he'd given himself up, he was still a live player. He could have been hit.
20 seconds. 1-2-0 on the game clock.
I mean, that is just unbelievable. That's just losing track of where you are, what's going on in the game, and all the above. You just can't do that. Wow.
I haven't seen that in a long time. I don't think ever.
First and 10 from the 4 for the Lions. Stafford back into the end zone. Loads up, throws left, got to complete. George Bell. gets what he can and runs out of bounds at the 9-yard line. Second down and 5 coming up. I'm speechless. I got nothing after that. Stafford will operate from the gun. Called it second and 6. They marked him out at the 8. Stafford's got it. Drifts back. Throws left. Complete again. This time Bell's got the first down. Again, he runs out of bounds. This time at the 18-yard line. Giving Stafford a little more room to operate out there. Gain of 10 on the play. Stops the clock with 1:08 to go. Lions down 31-18.
Dude, each play just using 6 seconds, so the Lions are getting themselves some space and room to operate.
You lost yourself 20 or 25 yards on that play by Logan.
At least.
Stafford operates out of an empty backfield. He's got it. Three-man rush for Atlanta. Stafford rolling right, looking for somewhere to go. He's got to throw it away and does. Just throws it into the Lions bench. Lions will reload. 1:02 to go. Second and 10 coming up from their own 18. And this has not been a banner year for Stephon Logan, and that will not do anything to endear him to this coaching staff. Had a shot of Jim Schwartz down on the sidelines after that, and he was just shaking his head. He was also saying something, which couldn't read his lips, but I got a good idea what the tone was. Second and 10 now.
It wasn't 'twas the night before Christmas.
It wasn't. It wasn't good job. Stafford's got it. Pumps. Now sets and throws. Deep right side. Incomplete. Looked like he was going down the sideline for Scheffler, who cut off the route. It'll be third and 10 coming up.
Well, the Falcons are going to cover deep. Their key is don't let anybody behind you. So you're going to have to work underneath their deep safeties. As simple as that. You're not going to be making anything happen way deep like that. I think you look in the 15 to 17 yard range, middle of the field if you can, because they're taking away the sidelines too.
Third down and 10 for the Lions from their own 18. 56 seconds to go. They're down 13. Matthews got it. Drops back. Looking for somewhere to go. Throws. Got it complete. Heller's got it. And he picks up a yard to the 19, where he is drilled and taken down by Robert McClain. That's going to bring up a 4th and 9. And the Lions are down to their final chance here. 48 seconds to go. Clock is stopped. Lions have one timeout left, so on this play, conceivably, you could use the middle of the field. Call a timeout, try to reload. Matthew Stafford asking why the ball's on the left hash. Stafford looking over that defense. Three-man rush on 4th and 9. Stafford sets and throws. Got a complete. Calvin first down. Calvin to the 40-yard line, and the Lions will take their final timeout with 42 seconds to go. It's a 21-yard gain for Calvin. He was now at 225 on the night, 11 catches.
Well, fourth down play, you got to get the first down. And, again, they're going to give you the middle underneath their safeties, and that's exactly where that pass went. They're just not going to give you anything way over the top. Because for the Falcons, the enemy is the scoreboard for them right now. It's the time. It's not the Detroit Lions. You want to get them. You want to get that clock down to 0-0-0. That's what the Falcons are worried about.
Matthew Stafford over 400 yards on the night for the 5th time in his career. 35 out of 50, 416 yards and a pick. Lions have it first and 10 at their own 40, 42 seconds left. They lead it. They trail by 13. You figure you'd need to score with about at least 10 seconds to go. Have a chance for an onside kick in one play. Stafford out of the gun. He's got it. Four-man rush. Stepping up, throwing. Wanted Calvin, incomplete. Good coverage out there by Robert McClain. Falcons have all sorts of deep safety help back there, too. They're not going to let the Lions get this in one chunk.
No. And that's where, you know, he had again, the underneath routes are going to be there, but again, that's kind of playing into the Falcons' hands. Joey Bell is open underneath, but, you know, Callen is deep, and Matthew wants to get something quick. That's the only chance they've got. So it's kind of like, you know, the Falcons have the Lions right where they want them from a standpoint of strategery.
Calvin Johnson comes off for one play. Stafford's got it. Sets, throws right side. Got a complete. Joyke Bell slipped the tackle. Nice play to pick up the first down. And gets into Falcon territory at the 49. Asante Samuel had him measured up for a short game. And Calvin is, Joyke Bell is able to slip him. Pick up some extra yardage. So he gets the first down at the 49-yard line of Atlanta. Calvin back in the game. 30 seconds to go. Lions probably have about three plays to score here. Have any realistic shot at getting the onside kick and a Hail Mary. Stafford out of the guns. Got it. Throws right side. Incomplete. Wanted Bell. Hits off his hands. And that wouldn't have been for much more than about a 5 or 6 yard gain. I think you're getting to the point with 26 seconds to go. You're going to need to pump this thing down in the end zone.
Boy, in the recent, the last play before that one, Gunther Cunningham took a shot on the sideline and went down. I think Joyke Bell made that catch. Went down hard. But he's back up with the headsets on. Looking in. You're going to get Gunther out of this game.
Second and 10 Lions from the Falcon 49. Two receivers to the left side. Stafford rolls to the right, sets and throws. Wanted Chris Durham. He tripped and fell.
Just fell down in the route. He was making a cut, came out of his route and fell down.
That'll bring up third and 10 now. Clock down to 21. Anticipate Matthew Stafford's 54th pass attempt of the game coming up. Send two receivers to the left side, two to the right. Stafford operates from the gun, third and 10 from the Falcon 49. Stafford in some trouble, rolling right, sets and throws, incomplete. That time he was being chased by Parade Jerry and Vance Walker. This will be it for the Lions, fourth and 10. And really, this has got to be a Hail Mary into the end zone. You've got 14 seconds left. If you score with about 8 seconds left, then you have a chance for an onside kick. If you get that, you'd have one play. Got to score here.
I don't even think that's because the play's going to take 8 seconds if you throw the Hail Mary at least that long. It's probably not going to give you enough time anyway. So
here we go, fourth down and 10. Lions from the Falcon 49. Stafford's got it. Four-man rush. Gets hit as he throws. It is caught for a first down by Will Heller at the 39. Down to 8 seconds. 7-6-5. I don't think the Lions are getting another playoff. 2-1, and that's it. 31-18 will be our final score. Post-game show coming up. Jim Brandstatter and Tony Ortiz down in the Lions locker room. Talking with head coach Jim Schwartz and some of the key players from tonight's game. Couple of the Falcons come over and say job well done to Calvin Johnson, who made history tonight, breaking Jerry Rice's all-time record for receiving yards in a season, also setting an NFL record for having 10 or more receptions in four consecutive games. Also the first player in NFL history to have two 200-yard receiving games in two different seasons. So Calvin Johnson putting his name all over the NFL record book tonight, but I can guarantee you, knowing number 81, he traded all to not be sitting on a seven-game losing streak, to not be looking at a 4-11 record, and to not be playing what, in essence, are meaningless games when it comes to the NFL playoff chase. Calvin Johnson down on the field being interviewed. It's big history. You're passing one of the all-time greats, and you're now putting yourself in the conversation. He's certainly there as one of the all-time greats. But again, when you're not winning, it just doesn't mean as much. Great stuff, great player. But that final score is what I think he'll talk about first tonight. 31-18, Falcons over the Lions, as the Lions have now lost 7 in a row. Post-game show coming up. Jim Brandstatter and Tony Ortiz down in the locker room. Once again, final score, Falcons win it by 13. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. O'Reilly. When it comes to safety, there's nothing more important than your vehicle's brakes. And whether it's a high-pitched squeal, pulling to one side or another, or a grinding metal sound or a vibrating steering wheel, you know when you have a brake problem. When it's time to replace your brakes, trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to help you choose the brakes that are an exact fit for your vehicle. Whether it's Brake Best Select, or Wagner Thermo Quiet, O'Reilly Auto Parts has the brake parts and accessories you need at everyday low prices. So simple maintenance on your brake system today can save you from costly repairs down the road or even a dangerous accident. Play it safe with brakes you can count on from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly, oh, 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 O'Reilly, O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Okay, so everyone loves to talk about their truck's towing power. What no one ever talks about, though, is brain power. Well, guess what, pal? The Ford F-150 isn't just the toughest truck out there. It's a flipping genius, too. Hands down. Which means not only can it tow a boat the size of Rhode Island, but it can help you find your new favorite fishing spots and tell you the best way to get there. How? I'll tell you how. The new 2013 F-150 offers available voice-activated sync with My Ford Touch. With tons of commands at your mackerel-scented fingertips, you can stay connected all while towing pretty much anything you want. Hey, when you've got the smartest truck engineers in the world, it should come as no surprise you've got a truck with as much brains as brawn. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150. And hey, don't drive while distracted. Even with voice commands, only use phones and other devices when safe, pal. Some features may be locked out while the vehicle's in gear. And remember, the towing claim is for properly equipped pickups. Built Ford tough.
Celebrate football's biggest moments with Crown Royal and crown the great moments of football. Please drink responsibly.